I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Vera Wang makes some of the most sought-after wedding dresses in the world, and even a simple skirt from her fall collection can cost $900. But starting this month, shoppers at Kohl's department stores can find a nearly identical skirt by Wang for under $70. Lots of other high-end designers are making fashion for the masses, too. But what could be a bonus for bargain hunters could be risky for the designers. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
You may not have heard of Libertine, but you've definitely seen their daring designs on celebrities walking the red carpet. The designers take thrift shop wear, silkscreen a few skulls on it, sprinkle it with crystals, and sell it for thousands. The design house did a limited collection for Target, which sold like gangbusters for around $40. It seems clear that for consumers, designer partnerships with mass-market retailers are a great thing.
I think it'll help everybody.
Jackie Walbrecht of Maryland works at Nordstrom in Virginia's Pentagon City Mall and says the designer mass retailer trend is perfect for people that don't make a lot of money.
Like people that don't make a lot of money, they get a chance to wear nice things, you know.
The partnerships have been nice things for the stores as well. Target's Amy Von Walter says her company has been working with designers since 1999, and the collaborations are good business.
The design partnerships are mutually beneficial, both for the designer, it allows them access to a broader audience, and certainly Target's production methods allow them to bring great products, high fashion, at affordable prices.
Von Walter declined to provide specific sales figures on Target's design partnerships, but the New York Times quoted a company insider as saying the Isaac Mizrahi line has become a $100 million business there. Libertine had such a blast with the Target line that they'd like to do it again, says the line's co-founder, Johnson Hardick. The company's high-end fashion features items like $500 shirts, and vintage blazers adorned with crystals go for $3,500. Top price for their Target pieces, $39.99.
It was really actually very fun for us because we never have designed a whole collection. For the first 5 years, exclusively used thrift shop recycled clothing.
Of course, the designer clothes aren't exactly the same in the mass retail stores. The designs are different. Couture clothing is made by hand, where the Target line is mass-produced. Hardick acknowledges the company had to tone down their edginess to appeal to middle America, but he says they weren't worried about offending their core customers.
The thing about collaborating with Target is that it does have a certain chic cachet about it.
Such partnerships have not always done well. Back in the 1970s, Halston's then-controversial relationship with JCPenney caused an instant backlash among his loyal customers. Many of them defected to other designer camps. Penney's is partnering with Ralph Lauren next spring and says such troubles are no longer an issue. But Milton Pedraza of the Luxury Institute, which tracks luxury brands, says the pairing of designers and mass-market retailers is a questionable trend. Pedraza says wealthy consumers have very specific ideas about how a high-end brand could lose credibility.
They say, well, if a luxury brand lowers its quality, or if it's distributed in low-end distribution channels, it may dilute its uniqueness and exclusivity as a luxury brand.
But Libertine's Hardick says his line's fans aren't so hoity-toity.
Well, it's funny because the first couple of days after the line went into Target, I got phone calls from many of our core customers saying that they had gone to Target and picked up several of the Target pieces to augment their core line.
That attitude seems to be why cheap chic has become such a hot trend. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.